USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It will give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them for any brand of formula and not be restricted. This, as these moms in Portland, Oregon, say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I post on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
Gas prices jumping another 4 cents overnight. The record high for regular in the United States is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide average in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Finland and Sweden are applying to join NATO, but Turkey's president has doubts. He's not sure about letting the two countries into the alliance as the war between Russia and Ukraine drags on. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with his Turkish counterpart today to discuss the issue. A vote too close to call. With razor-thin margins, David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz fight for the lead in the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. McCormick rallies supporters.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight, but we can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead, and it's all because of you. So thank you, Pennsylvania.
The winner of the Republican primary will go up against John Fetterman, the Democratic primary pick in the general election this upcoming November. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn conceded to State Senator Chuck Edwards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is lobbying to give $28 million to the FDA in the wake of the baby formula shortage amid supply chain issues and the FDA's formula recall following the death of two infants. Speaker Pelosi holding a press conference to talk about the bill and the shortage.
There is also some attitude in the country that there is plenty of supply. It's just not all in the right places. But there must be a computer program that tells us where that is. If that is so, then let's get that moving right this minute into the mouths of babies.
The bill would address baby formula supply chains, laboratory and development methods, unsafe infant formula, fraud, and provide other workforce resources. Alaska Airlines is confirming a passenger recently died during a flight. The company announcing the unidentified passenger died Monday while on a flight from Seattle to Nashville. The passenger was removed once the plane landed at Nashville International Airport. The cause of death has not been revealed. The Westminster Dog Show is back on. The 2022 event is being held from June 18th to June 22nd at the Lyndhurst Estate in New York. The event was originally set to be held in January, but was postponed because of the Omicron surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.